Warcraft.
Theme song. Yo, welcome everybody. We're at the Universal Studios backlot right now. We're at stage 16.
Warcraft stage, baby.
We were just part of an amazing Capture the Flag event.
Sean's lying to you. We just filmed a scene for Warcraft, baby.
Yeah, check it out. Shout out to the director where we got to be in the movie. It's coming out in June. Warcraft. This podcast is brought to you by Warcraft. Directed by the man who brought you Moon.
Yeah.
And Source Code.
And let me say something to all you internet fuckers out there who called it Borecraft. I'm coming for you. I'm coming for you. Universal Studios funded this big metal sword, and I'm going to use it to kill you.
So, yeah, we're here. Well, what?
So we play Capture the... Oh, thank you. I feel better. We play Capture the Flag.
Stop with your lies.
He
wants to make it like a sports thing.
Everything's like a softball, soccer
thing. Yeah, not everything's the Olympics, dumbass.
Yeah.
So anyway.
Anyway, so the epic battle at the end of Warcraft, they needed some extras. They said, do you guys want to grab some swords and some shields and do like some extra battle stuff? And we were like, honestly, no. But I guess if you can't get anybody, I guess we'll do it. Because, you know, if you can't get any good actors, we'll help you out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Daniel Day-Lewis was busy. Russell Crowe was too busy. He was at his choir class. Damn all these beautiful girls.
Yeah.
So we filled in.
Denzel Washington was not available because he was in jail for...
manslaughter.
Manslaughter, prostitution charges. Breaking news, TMZ. And who else? Benedict Cumberbatch.
Yeah,
wasn't available.
He became Benedict Arnold. He traded everybody out.
Yeah, he fucking betrayed us.
Yeah.
Anyways, Sean, talk about something for once.
Craft services here was on point. Let me tell you, we got asparagus, which I liked. We got some beets, which I liked.
We did.
There's a great salad.
Hi, we are live at Universal Studios. We did get good food today. That's interesting to some people. Yeah. We are on the set of the new Warcraft film.
By the way, this podcast is brought to you by Warcraft, the film. Go and see it this June. Sean, every time when you edit this, every time I say Warcraft, the film, put up the logo, maybe a clip of the trailer,
and put the Wilhelm scream in too every time we say Warcraft.
No.
Every time Sean is being such a pill today, every time we cut to Sean, every time you cut to yourself, do the Wilhelm scream.
No.
Okay, ready?
Is that ready? Because if you don't, I'm gonna fuck you up. That was a quote from Warcraft.
Yep.
Coming out this August 16th, at all Landmark and Edwards Theaters.
That's in June.
No, they moved it.
They what?
They moved. They, as of today.
Put the whatever the corrected date is. Put it.
I'm not gonna do any of it.
Okay, Wilhelm scream.
I want to talk about my asparagus, and you wouldn't let me.
This Warcraft.
That's a cool shot. What? Let me get that. It's like the Pacific Theaters.
Oh, it's like he did an After Effects trick.
It did.
That's what we're doing here. We're going around the studio.
Should we go the other place?
All right, before we reveal any more groundbreaking information about the new hit blockbuster, summer blockbuster movie, it's going to get you so many good things from your girlfriend. We're going to go to a new location.
Yeah, she's going
to
get creative in the theater when she sees those orcs coming down the hill.
Uh-huh. Orcs coming down and she's following. Let's go to the next set.
Ooh, epic loot. Epic loot. Epic loot for the win. Epic loot. Epic loot. Epic loot for the win. Epic loot.
Epic
good game, well played out there. I think you guys.
Fuck those guys. I'll show you the real deal. Look at this. They got Oreo thins. They got raisins. There's a whole bag of Starbursts. You want fruit snacks? They got fruit snacks. And then these bags.
Maybe my mustache.
Look at this. It's like a swag bag. Oh, best one. Oh, where's theirs? They didn't even get one. Because fuck them. Hello. Fuck Rocco and Derek. I think you can agree with me on that. I'm trying to find their bags and just fuck with. Just fuck it up. Where the fuck is their bag? Yeah?
Until that last game.
Oh, sorry.
Shit.
I think we had our interviews.
Sean.
Have you not done
did
yours
you,
yet?
Did you? Is it gone?
Yeah.
Did you get when I said epic loot for the win?
Shut the fuck up.
Did you get when I said it?
Shut the fuck up.
All right, so for people, if you've never made a multi-million dollar movie before.
Why are you filming them? Did you get when I said epic loot for the win?
I was in the middle. I was in.
Why are you filming them?
Did you see when
Hi, Mom. Subscribe to me.
Shut up. You said epic loot for
yeah.
the win?
She saw when I said epic loot for the win.
He did it. He did it all.
And you didn't get it on the camera.
Shut the fuck up.
What were you doing? You were filming her. What was that about?
Yeah.
Hi.
Why are you filming everybody here?
What are you filming them for?
What are you doing with this footage?
Why not? Why can't he film?
Yeah.
This is a no film zone.
Why are you guys hating on the filming?
Well, it's just, you don't know where this footage is going to go. Because
she has a Twitch exclusive contract, and if she appears in this, it's a legal issue.
Anyways,
so
we got,
enjoy your lawyer.
Shut the fuck up. We got Red Vines. We got Pringles. They got banana. They got that.
We got some epic loot for the win.
Shut up. God damn it.
You got it when she said it.
God damn it. I didn't mean to. That was an accident.
So what, bitch?
All right, you're being rude.
Okay, sorry.
Like, got in and started, like, undressing. Yeah, we were.
Okay. What do you want? What do you now? Yeah,
cut.
Oh my god, he did it.
Did you see that? I moved it. I moved the boulder. Have you ever moved a boulder? Probably not, because you're not strong, and I'm strong.
Yeah, because you're weak. You're a weak little bitch. You watching
exactly.
this?
Exactly.
Anyway, check this out. We're on. Hey, film. Can you film? I just want to check it out. We are now at Universal. We are on the set of The Rock.
The Rock, the Nicolas Cage film from 1996. Yeah. Sean Connery.
Sean Connery sat right here, and he went. He went, what does he say in the movie? Oh, you'll never get out of this, Rock.
This is The Rock. Also, pop trivia, didn't know this till now, so I'm going to tell you. This was what chased Indiana Jones through the Temple of Doom.
Yeah.
Or, you know, with Raider, whatever that Indiana Jones movie is.
Yeah.
This is The Rock.
The Temple of the Lost Ark. And this is where Sean Connery sat and said the famous line, you know, you let a woman talk a little too long, and you give her the last word, and it's not enough. Uh-huh. So you have to correct her.
Yeah.
My daughters were bad, too, and I corrected them as well. Mm-hmm. That famous line.
Yeah. And this is The Rock that... Who did that thing on this rock? Yeah. This is where died.
Yeah.
Whoa. We got dark.
That's the third rock
from the sun.
That's better.
Planet Earth.
That's a dark.
Yeah, but when he said that dark comment, put a comedic thing to lighten it up.
Put like a funny noise. Because I was making a bit. So if you take it out of context, Sean, you'll make it dark. But if you put it in the right context, it'll be hilarious.
Okay. It's like when Paul McCartney admitted to the reporter he did LSD. It was up to the reporter to report it, not Paul.
Okay.
Right.
Well, I'll censor what you said.
Anyway.
God damn it.
All right. So what else has been going on this week at Mega 64? We actually put out a new video.
Did we?
What did we?
You know, it was a new old video.
It was sort of a new video.
Oh, yeah.
We did a trick. We put out a video called Better Ghostbusters.
Yeah.
Better Ghostbusters.
But what you don't know was we made that video a long time ago.
Well,
and you never saw it.
Maybe you know.
Some people
know.
Because some people did see it at a panel or two that we did a couple years ago. Basically what happened now, you know, we are at a studio, so it's appropriate to tell the story.
We could tell the story because now we've got a much better job. We're not jeopardizing the potential old job that we never got.
Exactly. But that video was originally, no joke, it was a video audition. We made. It was an audition for a TV show.
Yeah.
They wanted to cast us in their show.
They were going to bring over a popular show from Japan and bring it to America. And they reached out to us specifically and they said, we think you guys would be perfect for this show. But as a technicality, we need you to submit like an audition piece. Will you? And so we created that Ghostbusters video.
Yeah, the audition was all about trying to make a famous scene from a movie or whatever out of just like ordinary things. Like no After Effects or things like that.
No,
just that
computer
physical
tricks,
stuff.
Yeah. No special effects, all like homemade stuff you find laying around the house, recreate a famous movie scene.
It's kind of like what we did with our Dragon Ball Z video later.
Yeah.
Sort of.
Sure.
But anyway, we did that video as an audition. They actually liked the audition.
Yeah,
we got the role.
Hey guys, we got the role. We did it.
Did.
We got it.
But
Sean
said no. Sean put the guy
on. Yeah, Sean was Hollywood Sean.
No, I did say no because it wasn't in Hollywood. It turns out it was going to be in Georgia and Atlanta for like 6 weeks.
Four months, I think.
Yeah. I don't know.
4 months. We can't pay you, but if you win this competition, then maybe you'll get paid. It was like, you can't make other videos for your YouTube channel. Yeah. It was always like really weird things.
Frankly, you know what we said? We said, hey, you know what, Hollywood? Take your TV and shove it up your ass. We're going to keep making YouTube videos for our fans.
Yep. So that's what we did. So we kept that video. We showed it at a couple panels, but we never knew what else to do with it. It sat in the Mega 64 vault until the other day when we saw the news story that the new Ghostbusters trailer was the most disliked trailer in YouTube history.
I guess since then, that is no longer true.
It's already been surpassed.
By the Call of Duty trailer. But at the time we made it, it was factually true.
Yes. So that's what prompted us to go, wait a second, we have a Ghostbusters video. We could show how we'll make a better one. They got millions of dollars. We'll show how we did one for only $5. There you go. So that was what we did.
Yeah.
And I want to point out, too, just to get technical about that video, if you're wondering.
Yeah.
The ghost zapper that you're using was a shoebox painted.
Did you make that?
I made it.
Oh, you made it.
I made the shoebox. I painted it. There was a toilet paper roll. A paper towel roll, actually, was used for, like, the barrel of the gun, and then it was like a Spider-Man silly string can was lodged into the barrel so that Rocco could just pull the trigger and shoot it all out.
Yeah.
And then
I was really proud when I made Garrett. I made a back of him that was a facade of the wallpaper and the wood paneling.
Yeah.
And the couch was all fabricated to be...
Yeah.
You know, we spent a lot of time on that video.
And Garrett did the costumes. And you know what? It did not cost very much. It was like around $5. We had some stuff lying around. Honestly, it was more like $12.
The only thing you could argue is my prop ghost trap was actually a replica one I owned, which was hundreds.
But he already owned it.
I already owned it.
Like a cool person would.
Yeah, exactly.
So, had we been on that show, I think this shows we would have probably won.
Definitely would have won.
Yep. Yeah.
But Sean said no.
Yep.
Sorry, guys. I want to make videos for you. I want to make Funny Factory for you guys instead.
Let's... Can we go to the next set?
I was going
to
say real quick. My favorite detail in the Ghostbusters video that goes unnoticed is I got the name tag with my last name, but our good friend Mariel Cartwright, famous artist, actually did a really cute little, like, hand-drawn ghost on my patch on my shoulder. Look for that. That's exclusive artwork by Mariel. Look for it in the video.
All right, and look for us at a new location right now. So, all jokes aside, this is actually kind of like a dream come true for us, at least for me personally. We are actually on the back lot of Universal Studios. This is where they take trams on tour when you come to Universal Studios. I've always come on the tours here and like dreamed of being able to film back here on these back lots, and here we are. Look at these sound stages. We were here filming a Warcraft video today, and that's why we have like all this blue shit all over us.
Today I was going to the bathroom, and then the tram drove past us and started taking pictures of me because I was like, that's fucking cool.
So officially we're gonna try to see if we can find a tram here and pretend like we're big shot Hollywood actors.
Dude,
and like wave to them.
You hear that music?
Jurassic Park
theme. They're filming probably Jurassic World 2, probably right down there.
Jurassic Universe.
Yeah.
The dinosaurs hijack a spaceship and they start like eating all the aliens.
Yeah, that's crazy. Dude, I could see that. That would be cool.
Where are the bathrooms actually?
Yeah, where are the we were looking for the bathroom.
Where are the bathrooms? Are they there? Those guys were, so I had to pretend I was looking for the bathrooms. I'm not looking for the fire bathrooms. Mm-hmm. I gotta pee.
Yeah, dude. I'll pee at home. Come on.
But you know what? Just think about all the celebrities who have peed in this bathroom. Yeah. We gotta take a look. We gotta show them the bathroom.
Tom Hanks.
We gotta show them. I bet you Tom Hanks has peed in here. I bet you Tom Cruise took a dump in here.
Yeah, I bet Ted Cruz did too.
Come on. What do the bathrooms look like at the soundstage?
Yeah, nice. Oh, whoops. What, no good? Okay. I thought they looked good.
It's being used.
There's one dude taking a shit.
Oh, should I have not said that?
I don't know. Well,
I was just giving my review.
It was just funny to me. You walked in there just like, yeah, nice.
Yeah, just giving my honest review. Just trying to, you know, just try to keep it real.
That may have been Tom Hanks right now. We don't know.
He could have gone, what? Yeah, well, they got a friend in me.
If somebody's taking a shit. Yeah, nice. All right, let's see what's just around this corner, and then we should probably head back.
Okay.
Fair enough. It was a huge honor, because seriously, we waved to a tram earlier. And the tram tour at Universal Studios is legendary, and I never thought I'd be on the other side of it. You know what I mean? It's crazy. Restrooms are there?
Oh, there's the bathrooms. Oh, that's like the parking lot.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, they're from Pop Star there. You can tell there's a sign.
Oh, they're from the Pop Star.
Definitely. That's true.
All right. Mm-hmm. We are actually supposed to be filming stuff here, so we may have to head back and check in with our
crew. We might.
Crew.
Right.
Okay.
All right. Well, let's walk back. We missed the tram. As we pointed the camera out, the tram passed us. We missed the whole thing. But
we did wave, and it was beautiful. It was amazing.
Trust us, guys. We waved.
Okay.
Back
we go.
We won't play any games?
Yeah. Last night, I beat The Last of Us. No.
The Last of Us. Good job, Rocco.
Sorry. Uncharted 4.
Oh.
Written by the people who did The Last of Us. But anyway, finally beat that. It was good. It's probably the best one of the series. I will say I was a little bit disappointed at the lack of story risks that it took, considering they kind of touted it as like the last one, blowout, you know, whatever. It was just another Uncharted, but I ain't complaining. It was fun to play. After Uncharted 3, I didn't know if I wanted another one. I don't know if there was stuff in this one to justify a fourth, but I can't complain. The game is fun to play, visually perfect.
Wow.
Yes,
it's perfect.
Visually perfect. And I had a blast playing it, so I can't complain too much. It was cool, whatever. It was another Uncharted. There you go.
I have been playing.
Hi. Hi.
Didn't care about us.
Hi.
We got one to care.
One person waved.
They're going to tell their mom they saw these idiots filming with an iPhone.
They saw the cast of Warcraft.
They recognized us as Mega 64. Hey, just this week I finished a brand new game. Well, it's brand new to me.
Yeah.
Luigi's Mansion. Actually came out 15 years ago. I had played Luigi's Mansion for about a day preparing for a Luigi's Mansion skit from like 10 years ago.
Yeah.
But since then...
12 years ago.
About 12. Jesus, I haven't really played it, honestly. I hooked up the GameCube. I popped in Luigi's Mansion. Great game. Honestly.
I agree.
Best Luigi, maybe only Luigi game.
I think
Luigi-centric.
Is there another Luigi game? It was like Luigi, like... It was like a download thing you could do. Like,
hands down, Luigi World. One of the best Mario games ever. The fact that it stars Luigi is just extra special. And it's not a very big game. It's super small. You're going through this mansion. There's only 4 levels to the mansion and maybe 12 rooms per level. So you can beat it in a couple of nights or a couple of hours. It was really fun.
Yeah.
After 15 years, that game holds up. And it's still spooky in some parts. Like when Luigi's going through a door into an unexplored room, I get a little bit spooked out.
There you go.
It's still like charming. I think the early 2000s was a really strong point for Nintendo games. Like, all of their games had a lot of charm. I feel like a lot of classics came out in that era. And Luigi's Mansion, I just beat it. Yeah. Classic game.
You know what's funny is that era is was I remember that, you know, everything is cyclical, and that was actually a time when everyone was going, Nintendo's dead. They don't have any third parties on their system. Nintendo's dead, but Smash they put out great
Brothers
stuff.
Smash Brothers came out that year.
Yep.
Luigi's Mansion came out that year. Like, all the classic Nintendo games for GameCube were like that time, and so I don't. Maybe people at the time didn't appreciate what they
had. I like the GameCube. I really enjoyed the GameCube.
I love the GameCube.
Well, anyway, I was going to say, actually, there was a sequel to Luigi's Mansion on 3DS, if you never played it, Luigi's Mansion Dark Moon, and it was just as good. I loved it. I really liked it. Yep.
I'll be playing that one next.
There you go.
All right, let's head back.
Okay.
There you go. I beat Uncharted. I think I said this. I beat Uncharted 2, Uncharted 3. I'm playing now. I'm like almost halfway through it.
Yeah.
I'm liking it way more than Uncharted 2.
Interesting.
I think it's the story's better. It just looks better.
Let me show you how you do it in Hollywood, okay? You walk around, once you get backstage into the back lot, you just walk into any tent that has food lying around and just start picking it up. Doesn't matter if you're part of the production or not. Yeah. We already showed you the food that we had. Look, there's like just leftover tent full of food here.
Who wants this sausage? Yeah, sausage.
Here, I'm gonna have a sausage. Try and stop us.
I'm gonna have a sausage.
Come on, sausage sandwich.
Hollywood, baby. Mm.
That's what I was talking about.
Dude, oh, that's what you wanted to talk about earlier. Anyway, thank you. We're going to be, this podcast sponsored by Warcraft the film, coming in June and starring all the whole cast. Thank you.
Also, I want to say this actually does suck because there's no Kickapoo Joy Juice.
Oh, there isn't.
But I'm going to tell them they can get it on Amazon or go to drinkkickapoo.com or follow them on Twitter. I'm going to tell them all this stuff.
Follow at Drink Kickapoo on Twitter. Will you do that?
God damn it!
What?
I can't be in this.
Oh, can't?
I'm just kidding.
Oh, okay. Well, no, we're gonna blur his face out, and people are gonna be like, "Who was that?" So anyway,
say it's Tom Hanks. Perfect.
Yeah, Tom Hanks. Whoa, Tom was on the set. Yo, Bridge of Spies.
Yo,
Bridge of Spies. I loved it. Anyway,
Bridge of Spies is tight.
Yeah.
Not mine. It's now. Fuck it. Welcome back. It's been a little while since we ended the last segment. I don't remember what we were talking about, frankly. Do you remember?
Video games. I said Uncharted 2, 3 was good.
Video games. That's right. Hey, if you never played a video game, check it out. They're pretty cool. In fact, I heard it's considered new media, and that is really lucrative. And all the old people want to get into new media, and you're already into it. Think about that. That's pretty cool.
So
anyways...
Cool. So cool. Yeah.
I thought you were going to close it.
That's called making an exit. Oh. See, when you're on a film set, usually the cameraman will fade the camera down to black.
Did you do
as
that?
The actor leaves.
Did you fade?
And then the credits will roll. Maybe when Sean edits this on Tuesday, he can make that happen and then add this in as an extra behind the scenes.
This is the
making of
the making of
the podcast.
Yeah.
Welcome to the making of the podcast. Don't know what else there is to say, really. We're still in Hollywood being superstars currently.
Yeah, look at this cool set.
Is that the motherfucker
right there? They're just chilling out over there. We've got some people over there and they're just chilling. No, it's too narrow. It's right down a corridor. Anyways,
we're not allowed to show what's going on in here, so
I'll cut that part out.
Yeah, Sean just cut out something and you don't know what it was.
It was using.
Okay, I haven't said that today, so.
He did. He fucking said
it. Yeah, I don't think he did. All right, can you film?
Funny bit, Sean. Anyways, so we're back from the edit and go ahead.
Can I do a cooler exit?
Yeah.
As we wrap it up? All right. This is how you do an exit.
Watch this.
Who the fuck threw that? They have it. They have it.
Don't do that. Don't close it. You don't close.
It's close. You don't move. No. They're secured on chain motors.
You look like a fucking idiot. I think
they just do the fucking idiot. Chain motor door.
Look at those doors. Just chain motors. Don't pull that. It's going to fall on you.
They don't close.
I thought it was going to close. Anyway, I guess we'll just... I don't know. I thought it was going to end there, so now I don't know.
I'll end it.
Get a good ending.
I need to get a good ending. Yep. Hey.
Philip for being mean to him for all these years.
Yeah, go apologize. End it on an apology.
Thank you.
End it on an apology.
End it on an apology. Do it.
No, thank you.
Do it.
Man up.
Do it. Here, let me see it.
No.
You're not going to give me my phone? It's my own phone.
I hate
it. It's my own phone. All right. Go ahead.
All right, you want to set up the clip first?
No.
All right. Years and years ago, Sean filmed a video making fun of Phil DeFranco, and now he's going to apologize.
Eric made fun of him.
Okay.
That's Phil right there.
Yeah, we've been talking all day. It's fine. All
right. So prove it.
Prove it. If you're best friends with him, go have a chat.
First of all, I am sorry that I filmed that video. That was fucked up of me. I shouldn't have done that.
You should go tell him.
That was... No, thank you.
Okay.
All right, here we go. Here it is.
I can't do
the
this.
Big finish.
Got awkward body language.
The big finish.
Second, I gotta get loose.
It's got awkward body language.
I don't want to do this. We were cool all day. I just said, hey, how's it going?
Then it shouldn't be a problem.
Now it's like kind of conversation. I don't want to say, I'm sorry.
All right, well.
I'm sorry for what I did to you.
I guess that's the podcast then. A little bit disappointing, but.
Yeah, oh well.
Why do you have to do this to me?
Just put a toilet flush sound right here.
Yeah. And I have the video just swirl down into a picture of a toilet bowl. Why don't you wave goodbye as you're flushing yourself down the toilet?
I'm not gonna edit that in to the podcast.
Wow. Okay. Two disappointments. Back to back.
All right. Thanks for watching, guys. We'll see you next week. I'm sorry that I'm sorry, Phil. You didn't hear me, but I did say it. So.
Yeah, you're pretty far away.
Pretty far. Again, we were talking all day. We were on the same team. Get out of here.
Yeah. Oh, I was talking all day to Mitt Romney. We're cool now. We're best friends, too.
No, I really did.
No, he didn't.
Yeah, I did.
I did. I did, too, all day. I did, too, all day. We're buds. We're buds.
Anyways, thank you for watching.
This may be the best footage we've ever captured.
Don't make me bring this up. Don't make me bring up my past mistakes.
I'm going to. Face your fears.
I just don't want to do this. It's just, I could say I'm sorry, but there's a camera here. Now it's like not real, you know? I'll say I'm sorry in private.
Okay, well let us know when you do it. I'll record.
Okay. Well, again, thank you for watching. Thank you to our sponsors.
Seriously, thank you for watching. If you sat through all that, we fucking owe you. Thank you.
I wanted to do like a, but I can't think of like a cool ending now though.
Yeah, it's a bummer.
Like I will say the last episode, that was fucking great. Because you were super fragile. Like, in other games, you can take a couple shots before getting, like, gunned down. That one, you get shot once, you're like, fuck. Oh.
Hey, can I ask you a favor?
Yeah, what?
We're recording our podcast, but we don't know how to end it. Can you just, like, wrap it up?
Oh, what's the podcast about?
I mean, there's really no... This is Mega 64 podcast.
It's, you guys are cool. This is a good podcast. Subscribe to Markiplier.
No, okay. All right. Yeah, he fucked. All right. Yeah. I knew we wouldn't. Sorry, yeah, we shouldn't have gone over there.
I'm sorry that we.
Yeah, that was bullshit, dude. Yeah, we need the. All right. Dude, what a fucking waste.
I'm sorry.
It's okay.
It's a long time ago.
We did it.
Gotcha.